To understand different safety culture behaviors, let's look at four distinct scenarios. Have you ever worked in a situation where safety was seen as an option? Where workers followed safety procedures when they wanted to because there was no accountability. The attitude was everyone for themselves and there was a mentality that accidents just happen. In this environment, safety is very reactive. Sounds like a dangerous place to hang out and certainly not the behaviors that will lead to zero safety incidents. Or maybe you have worked in an environment where management has stepped in and started to impose lots of rules, and everyone followed the rules because they didn't want to get in trouble. There is more training and an increased emphasis on safety, but employees didn't see the personal value in following the safety procedures because the main motivation is coming from the supervisors and management. The behaviors in this culture are moving in the right direction, but there is still a long way to go to zero safety incidents. What if individual workers started to accept personal responsibility for their own safety and started following safety practices on their own, whether the supervisor was watching or not, because they saw the value in following safe work practices? What if individual workers took pride in doing their work safely? Sounds like a great safety culture. Right? Well, there is one more level of safety behaviors we need in order to reach our zero safety incident goal. In this safety environment, workers know that they need each other to be safe. They know that safety is about teamwork. Workers know that what they do affects the safety of others and what others do affects their safety. Everyone works together to make sure what happens is safe for everyone. These are the behaviors we expect in a safety culture with zero safety incidents. Click next to proceed.